Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got. I want to go over with you my 2015 predictions. The predictions I made almost a year ago, 51 weeks ago, and how things turned out. Every year when I make my predictions for this is the 15th year in a row, I make my predictions in the first part of the year, and at the end of the year, I come back and I reconcile what I predicted and what really happened, and give myself a score. And up to now, my 14-year record is 73%. That'll get you in the if that was baseball, I'd get you in the Hall of Fame. So let me give you my first predictions for 2015. Geopolitics and geo-competition and the supply and demand dynamic for crude oil won't find equilibrium anytime soon, causing prices to fluctuate, but averaging less than $70 a barrel. So when I made this prediction, crude oil was over $70 a barrel, and we weren't sure what it was going to happen. A lot of people weren't. I believed that it was going to keep going down and predicted it would go below 70 average. Well, during the year, crude averaged around, from beginning to end, averaged around $50 per barrel for the year. So I got, that's a plus one for me. And a plus one for consumers. Lots of different implications for the global economy and various economies around the world. And a lot of industries here in the United States have been hurt by this. But it's been good for the consumer. Second prediction. With consumers buoyed by low gas prices and 6 years of recovery fatigue, the U.S. economy will grow, but global economic headwinds and currency influences on exports will result in the U.S. annual gross domestic product averaging below 3%. That was my prediction, was that we would not have another, we still weren't going to have a breakout expansion year, that GDP was still going to be below 3%. Well, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say I got that one. That's another plus for me, because the first quarter was disastrous, and all that created a GDP for the year closer to 2%. And I wish I had missed that one. I would give anything if the economy had grown 3% or more. So next prediction: consumer optimism will produce small business contribution to the economy greater than any year since the Great Recession. Well, I missed that one. Incredibly, in the sixth post-recession year, consumers, the small business sector, and the economy are all going in the wrong direction. The consumer sentiment is down. Most small businesses are still not doing outstanding. They're not growing. They're not doing great. They're not even trying to grow. And the economy is still sitting on an average for seventh year in a row of about 2%. That's half of what we should be doing. I missed that one. I really would like to have gotten that one. Prediction: an improving economy plus anticipation of a business-friendly 114th Congress will cause an upward trend in small business optimism toward NFIB index's 42-year average of 100 points. Well, I'm sorry to say I missed that one too. I really believed things were going to turn around a little bit, but I missed it. Minus one. The NFIB index reported that the trend was no better than flat. It didn't really go down, but it didn't go up either. And so since I predicted it would go up, I'm taking a hit on that one. That's a minus one for me. Sorry to say. Next prediction: small business loan demand will increase as growth opportunities exceed the ability to fund them with organic capital. Small business owners would borrow money because their organic capital would not fund their growth. Well, that's a plus one because I'm checking around, not just with banks, but the increase came from non-traditional sources. Banks weren't necessarily reporting increases in lending, but non-traditional, like asset-based lenders, crowdfunding groups, they reported increases in non-traditional, in business loans. So that's a plus one. We've got ways as we start evaluating the borrowing practices, the funding practices of small businesses. We now can't just look across the street to the banks. We've got to look across all the different opportunities to borrow money, including the internet. And that's what I did. So I got a plus one on that one. Next prediction. With organizational productivity maxed out, even marginal economic growth will cause small and large businesses to increase hiring. Well, I got that one. That's a plus one for me because hiring did increase. But exposing the irrelevance of U3, not enough to drop true employment to the hiring, was not enough to drop the true unemployment. And so, which is U6 very much. But U3 did go down to 5%. And so I got that one. I wish it were more. I wish we'd got hired. I wish we were hiring a lot more than we did. Prediction. Continued concern about the fragility of the U.S. and global economies will cause the Fed to maintain monetary easing by keeping Fed funds rate unchanged. Now, this was a big controversial prediction that I made. If you remember, all during the year, as I talked to the various economists, some of whom are going to be on the show today, later in the next hour, they horse laughed me because they said, "Oh, you're wrong. They're going to raise rates by June, et cetera, et cetera." Well, I was right. I took a lot of heat from every economist I know. But as you know, as of today, which is a year later from when I made the predictions, the Fed has not raised rates. They probably will today. But still, I'm taking a plus one on that one. And I've got 7 more predictions that I'm gonna go over with you in the next segment. Right after the next break, I'm going to talk about some football. We'll talk about a little politics and some other issues. Cybersecurity, too, in the next half hour. Next segment, I should say. It's almost 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing here. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Yeah, we dead. I'm in my bebop, baby,
at the Union Hall. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.